Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player is rookie linebacker Anthony Barr, selected ninth in the 2014 draft. Leads the Vikings in tackles with 49, also has a couple of sacks. Welcome to the TV show.
Thanks for having me.
Nice stats so far. How's the NFL experience for you?
So far, so good. You know, having a good time with it, loving my teammates and this team, and having a good time.
What has been most eye-opening for you through five games?
I think just the production, you know, that the NFL is, you know, before the game, it's such a show and fireworks and intros and all that, and something I wasn't used to coming here. And it's pretty cool, so I'm definitely enjoying that.
Well, as we mentioned, Anthony leads the team in tackles. That's good. The two sacks, obviously, you want to build on that. What do you think you need to improve on into today's game against the Lions?
There's a lot, but I think it starts with just run defense as a unit. I think we need to get better at that, and once we slow that down, we can kind of start getting after the quarterback a little bit.
Talk about the team aspect of your job. From your position as an outside linebacker, sometimes a defensive end, the team aspect where you have to sacrifice on certain plays so that others can do what they do well. Share with us on that.
Certain players, if you have like a guard pulling or a tackle pulling, you have to spill that, meaning make the runner go outside or bounce it outside. And so you're kind of sacrificing yourself in a way in order to let your teammate make a tackle. So there's a lot of nuances that go in within the defense, and it's very unselfish defense, and it's a great way to play.
Do you thrive on contact? Being a former fullback, then a linebacker for a couple of years at UCLA, when you have the opportunity on a running play, say it's stretch left, stretch right, and you get to go take somebody on. Do you thrive in those moments?
Yeah, I enjoy them. You know, I think that's one of the more fun parts about football, is being able to hit somebody and, you know, not being punished for it. So I definitely enjoy that.
Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford has been sacked 17 times this season, 6 against the Buffalo Bills. What has to happen today for you to get into that sack total?
It's like I said earlier, stop the run. Make them kind of one-dimensional, make them drop back and get them into some third and long situations. Then we can kind of let the dogs out and hopefully get to them.
Let's take a look at one of Anthony's shining moments this 2014 season. It's this sack of Matt Ryan. Carry us through that play. What did you sell to fool Matt Ryan and then fly up the middle and hit him?
Right, we were in a split alignment, so me and the other linebacker were on either side of the center, and it was a tight end and a running back off to my right, and kind of had coverage on them, and once I saw them block, you know, I was able to loop around and kind of was completely free and make the play.
Now, you're a very fast individual, very physical, and you had a lot of success at UCLA. What are the biggest differences in-game in the NFL compared to the speed of Division I football?
I believe it's the details, the little details. You know, I think in college you can get away with, you know, taking a bad step or making a bad read, and you can still recover from that. But in the NFL, you know, you take one bad step and you're completely out of position, and they hit you for a big play. So the little details are definitely magnified.
The head coach, Mike Zimmer, has an extensive and well-respected defensive background. How hard is the head coach on you to get better day in and day out?
Very difficult, very hard on us. But I think we're harder on ourselves. You know, I think we want to be the best we can be, and we definitely appreciate Coach pushing us to be the best.